Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah, that's my name, Susie Coyenga. I was so
don't forget their own name.
I was so concerned about not butchering her last name that I messed up my own name. Susie Coyenga, though. Now I enjoy saying it. I'm just going to call you Coyenga this whole segment. She is from Sweet Tooth Delivery, cake designer and owner. And if you have a sweet tooth, well, then you may be one of our lucky winners here coming up. But first, Susie, welcome.
Good morning.
To the show. Tell us how you got started making specialty cakes.
So I just had a career change and just decided I needed something more creative and went to, my mom used to decorate cakes and I would watch her when I was little and I just totally loved it and always loved baking and just decided to go to culinary school and I loved it and I was really good at it. So
can I ask, are you a good cook then? Because I have a theory that like, I think I am a good cook. I can't bake. And I don't know if it's because I can't follow directions well. You can't, like, you have to stick to a direction when you're baking, right?
It is a science,
yeah.
Yes.
And I can't.
Do you feel like when you do stuff like this that you have to be a good cook and also have to be an artist a little bit too? Because what you made, that cake, is an art piece of artwork. It's not just food.
Yes, you definitely be an artist, yes.
Which, I make cakes. Creative, yes. I like to bake. I make cakes. They look like I just poured a bunch of stuff into a pan. They taste all right, but they don't look anything like that, you know?
And then you have those that look beautiful, but they taste meh on the inside. Not the case with Sweet Tooth Delivery, which you could see a video and pictures of all of the sweet treats that you brought in for us over at 102.3 XLC on Facebook. The cake that you brought in today is a red velvet, but what cake flavors, fillings, and frostings do you usually create? Or can you create?
Vanilla, chocolate, lemon, carrots.
Carrot.
Chocolate fudge, white almond sour cream is a big hit. Lemon, marble.
Banana,
yes. We do get some requests for banana. Yes.
Okay. you ever do like a spiked cake? Like a Bailey's or a...
Yes. Yeah. We do have that. Bailey's and Kahlua is another big one.
Awesome. How do you work with your customers when they want a theme or maybe a special character cake?
Well, thanks to Google, you can just Google any image now that you want. Mm-hmm. And they usually just send it to me. And then we go from there and, you know, decide on what they want on the cake or, you know, just for an idea.
And now everything's done online these days, so you don't have like an actual brick and mortar store here in Gurney, but you are online and able to be contacted via all social platforms, I'm assuming.
Yes, we work out of a commercial kitchen and we can, more people just through our Facebook, our website, our Instagram will contact us and usually in Google, too. They'll Google cakes in my area, custom cakes. And then they're like, oh, you popped up.
Sweet Tooth Delivery is up. So. Now, I keep mentioning your cakes and stuff, but you brought brownies, cookies, cupcakes. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yes, we do specialty cookies, sugar cookies decorated. We do cupcakes with many themes. We can make cakes out of cupcakes. Valentine's Day is coming up, so we're getting ready for that. We'll have all of our stuff posted online on Monday for all of our specials.
Okay.
We'll also have some cupcake flower bouquets that we're going to be offering this year. And, so we're really excited. Valentine's is a big day.
Oh, I'm sure. And with your name being Sweet Tooth Delivery, you do deliver the orders to homes, businesses.
Yes, we deliver, and we also... If people don't want it delivered, then we can meet you for a pickup.
Okay. Lake County area?
Lake County, yes. In Lake County for sure. We do southern Wisconsin, but we've been to Milwaukee. We've been to Chicago.
Okay.
But mostly Lake County.
Now, everything's about like gluten-free, you know, these days.
Right.
Do you guys...
We are not a certified gluten-free kitchen. We can do it.
Okay.
But we just tell our clients that if there's severe allergy, but we do work with some clients that are okay. Is this like, you know.
Just try to stay away from the gluten-free rather than be allergic.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Gotcha. Oh, and not
Same thing. Okay. But if it's a severe allergy, you just don't.
Got it.
Don't do it.
Got it. And ordering from Sweet Tooth Delivery, as easy as going to your website, looking at your gallery.
Yeah.
Getting in contact with you.
Exactly. Facebook, Instagram seems to be really huge right now. So, and Google as well.
Okay.
People, they can contact us through Google. People will text me, which is fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Good.
Emails.
Good to know.
You know, it's all good.
I'm going to text you about 10 o'clock or not.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll be like,
I'm
sleeping.
Right.
I need a cupcake.
Oh, my gosh. If you need a cupcake or a dozen of them. No, a dozen, what do we have? A dozen brownies
triple
to be given away.
Triple chocolate brownies.
Triple chocolate brownies. A dozen of those brownies that Susie will meet up or deliver with those or, and or, because we're going to do two listeners, right?
Yes.
Also, a half a dozen of those triple chocolate brownies along with the cupcakes.
Vanilla cupcakes with cookies and cream filling with vanilla buttercream.
Either way, you're getting a dozen of some sweet treats. So we'll take caller number 4 and 5, 847-336-1023. But before we do that, Susie, I got to ask, what's your gurney go to?
Mom corn.
Mom corn. Love
delicious.
Mom corn. It is really good. And I'm about to find out how delicious your sweet treats are. And again, those lucky listeners, caller 4 and 5. Good luck.